New Ren Xiang, Mei Li Ying Wen. You won't be setting sail alone. My dear granddaughter, Carolyn, you've been on my mind ever since the ship left New York, and I know why. You're exactly the age I was, 2 months short of your 20th birthday, when Papa John and I were married 50 years ago. But it's what happened on board this morning that brought me down to our stateroom to write you. Today, one of the events in the schedule caught our eye. 11 a.m., renewal of marriage vows, the yacht club. The couples could face each other and answer, "I do," to the traditional promises. Of course, Carolyn, my mind went at once to the conversation you and I had at Christmas time. You said, "I might fall in love someday, Gran, but I'd never take a chance of marriage." I understood that reaction. Carolyn, with partnerships so fluid today, I remember you telling me, rather wistfully, when you were in grade school, that all your friends were in Nashville had 2 Christmases, one with their mother, one with their father. Reverend urged us old marrieds to take a message to young people today. Can we really, I wonder, can our experience mean anything now? So much has changed. In 1947, you traveled by ship because that was the way you got to Europe. You married because that was the way two people in love could live together. Today, going by ship is an option, traditional and romantic, but you can get where you're going quicker and cheaper by air. You can get seemingly everything marriage offers quicker and cheaper too. So why get married? What makes marriage any different from living with a significant other? Most of the weddings we've attended recently have been between couples who've lived together for years. When they take the formal step of marriage, does anything change? I think it does. And I think the change is precisely the making of promises. Promises are scary things. To keep them means relinquishing some of our freedom. To break them means losing some of our integrity. Though we have to make them today, promises are all about tomorrow. And the only thing we know for sure about tomorrow is that we don't know anything for sure. The power of a promise is that it keeps partners together while the tough times turn into healing, closeness, and deepened love. If we drop in and out of our relationships, we don't stick around long enough to allow these good things to happen. Don't be afraid, Carolyn, if you fall in love with somebody, to make that lifelong commitment. The two of you won't be setting sail alone.